someone who has known me for a very, very, very long time. In fact, he is my oldest friend in the world. He was on the show, oh God, several months ago, and we're quite happy to have him back on this very special 500th episode of Dave's Gone By. Now, for many, many years, I've been calling him Ozer Teitelbaum, but the caller ID here is listing David Martinez, so I don't know what the hell. What's the deal, Ozer? Who's really on the telephone here?
Oh, my name is David. What's your name?
My name is David, too. Or do you want to be Ozer today? Or I'll be Ozer today. Hello? Uh-oh. Oh, did we just knock you off the air? Oz. Shoot. Oh, man. Oops. We make a whoopsie. Call back. Our first technical, that's right, it was the first technical glitch of the day, and it was caused by the guy who fixes all the technical glitches here. That's the story of my life, ladies and gentlemen. Because, no, I forgot to put the microphone near the telephone. And so I guess I could call him back if I had his number in front of me. But I hope he doesn't think that I purposely... call back, bro. Well, while we're waiting, let me find something short. Another classic bit to play from the annals and the anus of Dave's Gone By. Well, I played you the beginning of that first episode there. Oh, no, here he is. Okay. UNC Radio. Hello? I was so excited I hit the button wrong.
No! Oh, no.
Call back! God darn it, call back. Oh. I'll play something really short. I'll play the undies song. This was based on the story of a guy who was stealing underwear to do nefarious things with them. This goes back to August 24th, 2013. Call back, Ozer! Yes, singing about all my life. And I've known this man almost all my life from elementary school. I apologize for accidentally knocking him off the air before, but he's back. He is literally someone that I've known, I guess, since about fourth, maybe fifth grade. From Bialik School?
No.
No, what? No.
Wrong.
Okay.
You have a bad memory.
Cooley, I do.
The 500 shows have warped your brain. We knew each other in kindergarten, my friend.
No.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Were we lovers then, too?
Indeed.
No.
I don't know what disturbing things you have in your mind. I'll leave that for someone else in the audience to try to understand.
No, but wait. Kindergarten?
As my recollection.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Kindergarten?
Yes, kindergarten.
I don't recall. I thought we didn't know each other until about a few grades later because we weren't quite in the same class or grade most of the time.
We may not have been in the same class, but I had the pleasure of seeing you when you were a wee bit younger. And I believe it was before fifth grade when we were in the same class. That is another factoid, but, you know. I need to struggle and look at our childhood photos, and I think you're in a picture from third grade or second grade, so, you fail.
I fail. Oh,
memory test.
Okay, I did not realize. Man. Do you remember the first...
All these 500 shows have warped your brain.
My brain was warped at the first show. You know that, dude.
That's true. But then, of course, you think my name is Ozer and it's David Martinez.
What is this David Martinez thing?
Another problem goes.
Well, what are you talking about with this David Martinez? That's what's coming up on the caller ID. Or the old one. Now
well,
it's on your cell.
So if it said George Bush, would you say, oh, it's George Bush's phone number? I mean, you know.
Well, yeah, I would wonder, you know.
You would wonder? And George Bush's name? You would think, oh, it's George Bush calling?
Well, why are you pronouncing it like that?
It's the appropriate way to pronounce it.
Well, yeah. And if you're my dad, it's the appropriate way. Dad, please don't even... If my dad is still listening, he's already got steam coming out of his ears because he hated that president so much. So let's definitely move...
Your dad's a smart man. He's always a smart man.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure where the genes went to you, but other than that...
You are so different. See, last when Ozer or David or whoever was on my show a couple of years ago.
You don't know who I am, still. Just to be clear, who am I again?
You're somebody that I kind of know.
I'm not Nietzsche, by the way. I'm not Nietzsche. Just to be clear.
You're not Friedrich Nietzsche. Okay. All right. So But he was so worried about everything that he was saying and how he would come across, and he begged me to cut some things off the thing that was on YouTube and whatever. There were things he wanted me to ask about, and he was so scared about his presentation because he had this big, high-paying, I guess, job for this thing that does, you know, scary kind of weird tech
stuff. I don't
think
that's the thing, David. Actually, I don't think that's the thing at all. But
tell me
over that topic and get to the CIA, which is who I work for. And the CIA doesn't want me answering questions on the radio like that. So I try to curve my way around it.
Wait a minute. You were not in the CIA. You were I won't name the
What's
place.
What's my real name? What's my real name?
Ozer Teitelbaum.
It's David Martinez.
Okay.
Right off the bat, you're wrong. And you've known me how long?
I guess since kindergarten. I remember that.
See? You don't even know how long you know me, and you don't know my name. So right off the bat, you've misrepresented yourself to your entire audience. Not so good.
No, but you were so different. You were so scared of you know, because it was a big, important job. And then, unfortunately, you got, as so many Americans do, a couple of weeks ago, you got laid off from this job, and you're in the job hunt now. But at least for a moment, you have freedom. You can actually get on the radio and be as weird as I am, which is scaring the hell out of me.
I don't think anybody can be as weird as you, and I still work for the CIA, so I'm not quite sure what you're talking about.
If you really worked for the CIA, you would not be telling me that you worked for the CIA.
Well, you know, you're my friend since kindergarten, so I need to actually share things with you on a confidential level.
Confidential? We have all my one or two of listeners.
One member of the audience? Your dad. There's me, you, and your dad. So as far as I know, that's pretty safe.
Well, actually, and Matthew Davis, the programming director here, so we're going to have to kill him.
You swung the microphone and hit him over the head, I thought, when you were trying to talk to me.
Actually, yeah. No, it was his. It wasn't my fault. It was his fault when you got knocked off the air.
Oh, well, you know, he probably had enough of you after 500 shows. Can you blame him?
He had enough of me after 10 minutes today. What can I tell you? But he brought a cake.
Yes.
So I can't be too mean. He brought a nice cake. And would you like some?
What flavor?
Vanilla.
Interesting. Okay.
No, it's actually the least interesting possible cake, but it's my tastiest, because I love vanilla. It's my favorite flavor, actually.
Favorite flavor is vanilla. I know you have an affinity for potatoes. I've seen pictures of you and Greeley with a whole bunch of potatoes, so I really didn't know if potato cakes were your thing.
Potato cake.
Let's try it.
What was that, Matt?
Let's try it.
Matt, who's still here, is saying, let's try it. Oh, yeah, okay. Strawberry spud cake, yeah.
Yes.
What the hell are we talking about? So, how's your job search going, man?
What job search? What are you talking about? How are the potato farms in Greeley?
How are they? Well, no, this used to be, it was sugar beets and potatoes were really huge here. We have a potato day in Greeley.
I've seen pictures of you with potatoes in strange places, so I know.
Yeah, but that had nothing to do with potatoes. Okay, that was just me.
Yeah.
That was me going to funerals.
Yeah, that's you. You go reaching for potatoes wherever you go. I understand.
Matthew got a good laugh out of that one. All right. So what are you willing and able to talk about, Ozer, David?
I'm able and willing to talk about anything.
Okay. Choose a time. Well, I'm trying to talk about what kinds of jobs are you looking for at the moment.
I work for the CIA. Next topic.
All right, next time. Fine. How's your sister?
My sister's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, I knew her when I was growing up. You were the person I thought I knew. Is she well? Are your parents?
She's wonderful.
And your parents?
She's doing very well.
Good.
Yes.
And they
very successful and doing wonderful work with kids in something like California. She works for a nonprofit. She's the director of a nonprofit named You Think. It's quite You Think.
Okay.
Youth Inc. It's a kind of little pun.
Oh, You Think. I get it now, yeah.
Yes. You Think, yes.
And forgive me for not remembering, are both your parents still alive?
They are.
Oh, okay, cool.
My mother and my father are still alive, at least as of this moment in time.
Yeah.
My father will be 92 in May.
Mazel.
And my mother will be 87 in May.
Wow. Mazel McGlick, man. That's you know, that's great. And your dad's still in Florida? Or is your mom?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's not moving back to New York, apparently. And my mother is in Brooklyn, yes.
Oh,
where
she's
the tree grows.
Is she still in the same place where you first knew you? Same apartment?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
She's in assisted living. She's been in assisted living for quite some time now.
Didn't realize that.
How about your parents? How's your family doing?
Well, Mom and Dad called in earlier in the show. I was so thrilled. And they're doing, thank God, all things considered, fine. My parents are a bit younger than yours, by almost like a generation. Yes. So, I mean, Dad has been, you know, wheelchair bound for many, many years. But other than that, other than that, thank God, you know? Honestly, thank God. Gotta say that.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
So let's talk about fun.
How are your trips to New York that go unbeknownst to your friend?
Well,
when you slick her in and you slick her out and you give your friend about 5 minutes notice.
I know.
How are those things coming along?
Well, you know what happened this last time? I was all set to go to New York.
No, the audience wants to know. Your dad wants to know. So
well, no, I was going to go to New York in January. And I told you about that. I told you I was coming in. And then...
Yes, you did.
And it was the week of what they predicted would be Snowmageddon. So I canceled everything, and the flights were canceled, and I never came in.
Yeah, so, it was Snowmageddon. It was about, you know, maybe a half an inch.
Well, no, it wasn't what
very
they...
Impressive.
Yeah. I mean, Boston really got it. Boston, obviously, Massachusetts got hit, but New York didn't get what they were saying it would.
They have the Red Sox. They need to get something else.
Hey, they beat your Yankees, man. They did.
Well, listen, you got to give everybody a chance. It's an equal opportunity country, correct?
Not really. We say it is, but, you know.
No, it's true. I mean, look, the Mets really haven't gotten an equal opportunity.
The Mets don't deserve anything.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Okay to you.
No, but it's fine. We get one black president, and everybody can say, oh, anybody can be president. It's a land of equal opportunity. Not, you know, there's 30 million people who'll never get any kind of a chance in life just because they're in the wrong neighborhood or the wrong class or the wrong color. So, you know.
I'm only calling into a comedy show, so I apparently have the wrong number. let me hang up.
Oh, no. Don't you go so quick. We'll spend a few more minutes with David Ozer Martinez Teitelbaum, who is...
I think we're just going with one of those names. I don't think we're going to confuse since my name is David. What's your name again? Are you Ozer?
Well, I'm Dave. If you can be David, I'm going to be Dave. The host of Davey. Dave's Gone By. Yeah.
I prefer Davey because, like, when we were growing up, I always liked Davey and Goliath, and I thought Goliath was the smarter of the two. So I always wanted to be Goliath. I don't mind being a dog, and you know, Davey kind of was suitable for you. That's what I thought.
Davey, do you remember Mac?
Oh, you remember very well.
I'm asking Mac, who's still in stage. Do you remember Davey and Goliath? They were claymation in the early stages of claymation.
I've heard of them. I don't remember seeing it, though. Yeah,
Matt says he's heard of them, but he doesn't remember seeing them. And David
how old is Matt? Is Matt 20 years old?
How old are you, Matt?
I am 21.
He's 21. He's legal.
21.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you're old enough to be his dad, just to be precise.
Sure.
I'm not. Of course, I'm about 28.
Oh,
so,
sure.
Yes. But, yeah, 21 would be a little young for David and Goliath. It's worth YouTubing, though. I think you'll get a lot of entertainment out of it.
Yeah, because they're nice little stories with a Lutheran message at the end. The dog always comes up. I'm telling you, that's what they were.
The dog rules. The dog is the absolute smartest animal, smartest being on the show. I'm very impressed.
I think the first girl I ever had the crush on sort of was Sally. In that show.
Oh my God!
Yeah, you Sally really did it for me.
Like David and Gallagher. That you can remember. You can't remember when you met me, or my real name, or who I work for. But you remember Sally. That's a fascinating.
I'm not going to say the name of the place that you actually work for because I don't know if you want me to say it on the air. It begins with an L.
The CIA. You can say the CIA. That's safe. Yes.
Okay.
It's already been established. I work for the CIA. My name is David Martinez. You don't have to worry.
Well, no, I have to tell you that. I will tell the audience that when you were going up for, I don't know if it was this last job, it may have been a job before then, but when I was working at one of the magazines that I work for, they sent a couple
Playboy?
Of people to,
can you say that?
It's either Playboy or Playbill is one of those two. I just don't like to mention them because for you know, still anger issues, but...
I can't believe that. Okay.
No, but they sent a couple of people to interview me about you. You told me they'd be coming.
That's a couple decades ago.
Oh, so that was an older job.
That's 1988, rather. I'm sorry. I have to get the right decade.
So 88 would have been Playboy,
I
think.
I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
I was 8 years old in 1988, and I was getting my defense clearance for the CIA. So I had a classified clearance, and that's when they came to see you.
So, yeah, I mean, that's no joke. I mean, I don't know about this whole CIA thing, but I certainly know that these two men came to interview me at my job to ask questions about you and whether you were a good American. I don't remember actually any of the questions. They asked if you like potatoes.
Do you remember the interviewee only had 9 fingers?
No. No, I don't.
No. That's interesting. So everybody who he met all noted that, I met this guy, and he has 9 fingers.
Well,
you said it. In fact, you did say it. In fact, at the time, you just thought,
oh, I didn't mention
it
at the time.
Because
you know that's a motif for me. Because honest to gosh, when I had corrective facial surgery, when I was I guess 10 or 11 or 12 years old, when I had more of my palate and my hair, well, my palate was done, but my hair lip corrected more by a surgeon, by a very fine surgeon. It wasn't until he was working on my face, and I was awake, you know, I was local anesthesia, and I'm seeing his finger, you know, I'm sewing my lip and doing stuff to my mouth, that I noticed the man had 8.5 fingers. I was like,
I don't know if you're joking or not.
No, it's not a joke.
8.5?
Well, he was missing one entire finger, and then he was like a Jerry Garcia finger on the other one. And this is the man that was doing delicate facial surgery on my head. True story.
Oh, well, I guess, you know, it just goes to show you that talent can be achieved with less than full 10 digits. So I don't know what to say to that. I can't make anything funny out of that. Maybe you can do a better job than I can.
Well, it's a true story. There's nothing, I guess there is something funny to be made from it. I'm just trying to...
Yes.
I've been on the air for 8 hours. I can't really.
you're the comedian, and I'm not, so I'll let you come up with a bunch of fun.
Well, what do you want to talk? Let's take like 2 or 3 more minutes, because I want to play 1 or 2 more things, and then, I have to almost end the show for crying out loud. But
yes, you've only been on the air for what?
Since 9 this morning. Yeah.
9 this morning.
Well, 9 my time, 11 your time, but yeah.
Yeah.
So.
A couple days work.
So can I ask, do you not regret? I mean, I know New York is where you've always wanted to come back to, but you just moved back there 2 years ago. But now that you you're looking for work again, is that a tough thing? I mean, is it now you've got New York rent and New York prices to pay rather than you've lived in Boise,
I don't live in New York. You're mistaken. You've gotten my name wrong. You've gotten my location wrong. So. And you don't even know if I'm unemployed or not. This is very disturbing. We need to really take you to a doctor.
Well, can I ask you?
A medical person, Matt, can you get a medical person to examine David quickly? Because I think he's kind of losing it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the David in Greeley, Colorado.
Matt says he knows somebody who can look me up. So here, I'm going to throw this back at you, Oz, because I'm always still looking
for
work.
Matt's my hero, by the way. Matt puts up with you for 500 minutes. He's absolutely my hero. Your wife is too, but we'll leave her a lot of this whole conversation because, you know, boy, you must have some medication to keep her, you know.
Ha. Can you get me a job at the CIA? I'm looking. I can use a job.
I can get you a job at the CIA, but you'd really have to, you know, man up and be willing to knock people off. Are you good at that?
Can they be my own personal list of people that I've wanted to kill for many years?
I think you could take out Saddam Hussein. That's apparently one of your little foot spire dude was just talking about that. So George Bush said that he wanted to knock off Saddam. So you have full entitlement to do that.
I don't have to do Saddam. I don't have to do Bin Laden. There's a couple of old bosses that are still alive that I wouldn't mind.
Did you work for Saddam? Did you work for,
No.
Anybody else?
I just worked for his middleman. I never got to meet him
personally. I just want to know, it's part of my job as David Martinez to know exactly who you've been affiliated with.
Oh. Now I got no world leader that I can. I met the consulate person in Argentina. That's about as close as I've ever gotten to government. You know, the tourism consulate guy. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to do a background check on you, David.
Well,
I'm getting a little concerned.
I've been to Russia. I've been to Eastern Europe. So.
Oh, do you speak any foreign languages?
9. Nicht.
Oh, you speak 9. Okay, at least 7 of the 9, then I'll know which ones I should be concerned about.
Hey, if you bring me 7 of 9, I'll speak her language. Ho! Little Star Trek reference there.
That was really bad. I feel bad, but fortunately, Lennon Nimoy doesn't have to hear that joke.
Were you a big Star Trek fan?
I would say fan has a connotation of fanatic. I would probably classify as being, I did appreciate the creativity of that, yes.
Okay. Ooh. Thank goodness, this man has another phone call coming in.
Yes, it's from George Bush, who's going to tell me to take care of you. But, you know, he's no longer in power, so, you know, you could be feel safe and, you know, don't worry.
Obama doesn't like me either.
Papa Leskowitz,
so.
Don't worry. I'm trying to take care of your son, whatever his name is, because he doesn't know who I am.
So, God, I don't even know what the hell to ask at this point. I don't know if there's anything
more. That's funny. You're out of question. The glib David is out of question. Well, I could ask you a question.
Well, ask me a question. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. What'd you have for breakfast today?
Oh, I've been pretty much eaten all day. So I had a little bit of cereal before I left the house. And then had leftover hum and tushin from Purim last night.
And
then some... nothing healthy. Some pecans, some chocolate-covered raisins, and Matt just brought a cake. So I've had a little bit of Happy 500 cake. That's been my fuel
fantastic.
For the day.
That sounds like a balanced diet. I heard a lot of solid. I heard some liquid, but no gas. When's the gas coming?
Well, I haven't pooped yet. I usually poop really big here at the station. And I haven't
that
done it.
That punchline was so obvious, and you didn't even pick it up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Try again.
You went straight to the crapper with that.
I did. So what was I supposed to pick up on? What did I miss?
That's okay. Yeah, in the 501 show, you'll play back the 500 because you'll want to remember everything we talked about.
No, this is getting egging out. There's no way I'm keeping this in the actual archives of the show.
Yes, you don't want to keep it in archives because you might be worried that the CIA might have to come out. I understand.
And you're one to mention food because you're the first person I ever saw eating rice cakes. I was like, what? Everybody else was eating bread.
Yeah, I'm ahead of my time, my friend.
Yeah.
You know, rice cakes are now all over the place.
They still taste disgusting.
They're trendy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a man ahead of my time. You know, and at 28 years old, it's impressive that you could be ahead of your time when you're like 6 months old.
You know, and so you were a very advanced embryo. You were.
I am. My real name is Methuselah, by the way, just so you know. That may not be clear. So if you get confused, you don't know Oz or David, go with Methuselah. You're set.
Well, Methuselah, it's been great fun having you on the 500th episode of the show. It's been weird.
Yes, it's been great fun.
I think I liked you better when you were scared of people finding out who you were.
What I look forward to is your 501 show when you invite me back. That will be great.
Okay.
I'm going to bust your very carefully.
Oh, okay. As if you hadn't done that the past 20 minutes. Okay.
I haven't started, my friend.
Oh, boy.
I have much talent.
You do. This I will give
you. I should take your radio program instead.
Well, come on down. Be a student here. You can.
You know, just in case I have a job in the Denver metro area, which I might, you know, maybe I'll take this one over, you know.
Whoa.
And maybe I'll take a microphone and try to hit you over the head. You know, it seems to be a trend.
Wow. You know, Oz, or Dave, whoever, if you move to Colorado, that would be so... such a reason for me to move back to New York. So
that's exactly it. And just to be clear, I'm like the wind. I'm like a wandering Jew. I'm really not anywhere in particular. So you really don't know where I am. That's what makes me perfect for CIA.
He is like the broken wind over all of us, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much.
That's a great way to end it. It's been a pleasure and an honor almost knowing you
for
almost 50 years. So continue this trend of not knowing me and forgetting who I am, and I look forward to your next anniversary.
Thank you, man. Thank you, and I wish you
take care.
Good health and good things, and thank you. Thank you for being part of the episode, man. Thanks so
Likewise.
Much.
Likewise, and best of luck, Matt, with dealing with Dave.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.
Take care.
Wow. I don't even know. I'm just going to play a sketch.